foundation to build a new world and to build a new America. But we're just now able to move in to do it, and that's what we're looking to down here. And I said, what about the danger of the Dewey Complex? Because he's the one that's worrying about complacency and all of that. And he said, well, this is totally different because Nixon is president. Dewey was the president. He said, you've got to say enough that fires up your campaign workers.
He's the one that
Dewey. I know. And then I said, well, should he get into the issues? He said, yes, but never call him a governor's name.
Everybody puts it in there. Of course, we can never do. We're never going to.
He said you should contrast the socialistic welfare state versus America, where you can start at the bottom and work to the top. The only way McGovern's plan would work is under a dictatorship. It should not be too long.
Yeah.
You should always
there's your trouble. So you get into the record, you've got 30 or 40, 50 minutes.
That's about all he had on the speech. He really,
right.
He said, I don't think I, he started, he said, I really don't think I can add anything. President's the one who knows what to say. And he did that anyway. It's interesting. He had spent the weekend at Johnson's, and he felt that he had helped him modify his endorsement. He said, Johnson wants you to know that he's selling his television station. Be announced later this week. Billy thinks Johnson doesn't think he has much more time to live, and he's getting affairs in order. He talked to Billy quite a bit about death. Selling it to the LA Times. And he's giving his home and all his facilities and everything to the National Park System. I want you to know that also.
Figure as much as 40 minutes, but it shouldn't be more than me. You should figure 30 minutes. basically is not a person who adds.
That's right.
He does simply a fellow that appeals to a group, and it's, and he, while he did, of course, get a lot of Democrats before, it was a protest vote. There aren't a hell of a, I mean, Reagan's support in that state is not something that adds anything to us. Would you agree or not?
I would agree.
That's the trouble, mind you, with the organization out there. I mean, I've heard all the apologies for it, not super good and all the rest. I know he's trying, but it's just wrong. It's just wrong. It's a wrong approach to California.
Do you want to do him earlier? Is another time better for a break? Because we can, I think, probably move that around. He's going to come in tonight, as I understand it.
Thank you. don't think in any sophisticated terms. That's the problem. Vapid, meaningless generalities.
It is worth running the risk of elevating it in order to be on the few key points. Your points on them, so you're on, so that you aren't on in the platitudes. I think it will be a surprise. I think you're going to be expected to be in the platitudes.
I don't know, I just scratched it up. Reagan is not one that wears well.
I know.
Rockefeller does.
Yep.
Interestingly enough, Rockefeller is a man that Reagan would have certainly impressed with the first time. Rockefeller, you know, he's sort of bouncy and upbeat, so far. He's a fart at times.
But on a personal basis, Rockefeller's a pretty nice guy. On a public
nice
basis,
guy.
He's kind of a kind of a
country to be around with. But Reagan
is
on a personal basis.
Is terrible.
Hilarious. He just isn't pleasant to be around.
No, he is.
They obviously a lousy run campaign, but you remember.
any president can't do what McGovern can do. You can't be uncrowded, even if you wanted to be, as you know. You walked out of the Ohio State campus and there was nobody there. Look what happened. Remember when you walked out of the Ohio State campus in 70? About 20 kids out there and all of a sudden there's a huge mob. Count 200 or 300, we know that's nobody. You look at it on the television screen and 200 or 300 looks just as much as 2,000 or 3,000. On the close-up.
Good theory. It's true.
And the people don't understand. You say 200 people, man, that's a lot of people.
Well, we have been too sensitive about crowd estimates, you know, I,
yep.
Particularly in Los Angeles. We have been out there at El Toro, you know, and there have been 400 or 500 at times, we'll say 90. You know, you notice how they said 110 as many. You know goddamn well that there may be three times as many.
That doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. The fact that there was a group of people.
They think they're screwing you, though.
But they aren't. They really aren't, because the guy who reads the paper doesn't know the difference. And that's why we can't take any joy from small government. You can, for what it signifies. I'm wrong that more people than that aren't interested in coming out, even without good advancing.
Think of that, for example, that I wanted to go into the business of how horrible the country was when I came in.
I mean,
if you can, virtually every one of these talk about it.
I think that's...
Campuses are up in flames and all that sort of stuff.
Well, they're looking at your speech as if you had to put the whole campaign into your speech.
So,
instead of looking at your speech as being one, as sort of the keystone of a campaign that's built around it. And there's all that's in, all kinds of other things. We're doing a good job of making that case in other ways. I don't think you should say one word about what a mess things were when you came in.
Critical decision on you. So whether to go that way. The only other way you can get at it is to get at it through saying that just to say that when you talk about what you believe in, that well, first I'm not going to go on the record. I'm simply saying I'm not satisfied.
Pessimistic, though. I don't think you need to be not satisfied so much as you need to be encouraged by the opportunities of what more can be done.
Yeah. Speech writing thing, you know, is it like 10 hours for these guys to make a difference? Because they fundamentally all disagree with, you know, they don't know what the hell could happen. They've never done it. They, Christ brought them on this. Soft way of saying things. That isn't grab. Sapphire is cute. Buchanan's is harsh.
None of them fits me.
It's you and I, and
come home to us.
6 weeks ago, our opponents were out their platform, which rejected many of the great principles of the Democratic Party. To those millions of Democrats, to those millions of Americans who have been driven out of your home in the Democratic Party, we say, come home. But not to another party, but to the great principles which we share as Americans together.
Progress that's been made in 20 years. He goes back 20 years. He's bringing the world. What I think of the progress.
another great American, Adlai Stevenson, said, "As I say to my class folks, I say to the American people." Well, I got gripped on that. Now, I can't get up there and talk about Adlai Stevenson. I get the shit out of it. That's a great American.
And then everybody in that hall, and who everyone in that hall despises,
And then copy his thing. Let's talk sense to the American people. Let's talk sense about peace and how we achieve it. Now, what the Christ does that mean? Let's talk sense about the budget and how we control it. Let's talk sense about taxes and how we keep up the price. Let's talk sense about jobs and prosperity and how we boost it. Talk sense about crime. Talk sense about schools.
You can't do a lot.
Talk sense about government. The world we watch and see it is a moment. That's the price of speech. That's all.
If you do that, ain't nobody going to know what you said when it's done or care. Nope. It sounds like the standard State of the Union address. Here are all the things we did last year, and here are all the things we're going to do this year.
I've never made one quite standard, you know.
No, I know.
Mine's been better than that.
I'm not talking about yours. I'm talking about the standard ones. And options. I would sure go for the what you say is the easy one, but it doesn't seem to me it necessarily is, but it's sure the effective one. Thank you. television in the midst of a week of variety shows. You're going on when people have been watching. Now, sure, a lot of people watch you that won't watch the rest of the convention, but a hell of a lot will have seen at least some, and a lot of them a good chunk of the rest of it. It's going to be the year, what we've done is going to be hit over and over and over. In different ways, varying approaches and all that, but the points are going to be made. And a whole campaign is going to be about that. The speakers are going to be talking about that. That's what they have to talk about. You're the only one, really, that can tell people what you think and why it's different than what the other guy thinks. Anybody can get up and cite the record.
You know, you might do this.